You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Sports Day WA. For Nutrien Ag Solutions, proudly celebrating 50 years of partnership with Country Football WA, and Kia, the Kia EV9, the 2024 Drive Car of the Year. Don't change me out.
Don't change a thing for me. Yes, a very good evening, everyone. Welcome to Sports Day WA. Great to have your company. Can I also thank Toolmart, the Complete Tool Centre, who have been serving WA for over 45 years, for being also a naming rights sponsor of this program. Now, just letting you know, tomorrow I'll be on early between 2 and 3. So put it down in your diary, 2 to 3 tomorrow. It'll be Sports Day WA because we've got an Anzac Day Eve match, haven't we, tomorrow night. And SEN will bring it to you from 5 o'clock. That's confirmation. 2 to 3, Sports Day WA. 3 to 5, the run home. And then AFL action here on the SEN network. I bumped into someone actually here at Optus Stadium. And I know him from a past life, the television world. And he said, Pete, I listen to SEN. I think it's an outstanding broadcaster. And of course, he's a big sportsman. And he said, what you guys are doing, you're doing it really well. So thanks very much to Josh for his nice comments regarding the SEN platform. Now, Jesse Hogan's charge, this is the update for Apple iSports for the fans. The hot topic is the tribunal. Tom Barras will be up tomorrow, as we know, from the West Coast Eagles because they're so busy tonight. Jesse Hogan's charge has been thrown out and he's free to play against Brisbane. Does the mind boggle? Whether that effect that he's been allowed to play against Brisbane this week. Every week, there is mass confusion regarding the decisions that have been made by the match review officer and also the tribunal. It is so scatterbrainish, it's very hard to actually fathom. Toby Green is fronting the AFL tribunal right now. And as I mentioned, Tom Barras from the West Coast Eagles, the defender, will be up again tomorrow, trying to overturn that one-match ban that he got for that tackle on Michael Walters in the Derby on Saturday night. That's all for Apple iSports, your one-stop shop for all things sorted. Now, what's been breaking just before the start of Sports Day WA regarding Harley Reid, Tom Morris from the SEN Network and also from Network 9 has tweeted that it appears that Harley Reid, after his incredible run of 6 weeks, is likely to be rested. There's no injury, but likely to be rested for the match against the Gold Coast Suns up there at Metricon on Sunday. Now, a lot of people are flabbergasted that this is happening, but I must admit, the West Coast Eagles coach, Adam Simpson, as early as the first week of February, came out and declared that it was unlikely that the talented teenager would play every game this year as the club would manage his workload through his debut season. Simpson did acknowledge that his combative style, and we've seen that on show in the first few weeks, as a contested ball winner, meant the Eagles would have to manage him both by introducing him to the top level, maybe as a halfback, and looking to rest him through the season where needed. So if Tom Morris's comment is correct on social media that Harley Reid will be arrested this week. It's not going in the face of what was mentioned a good month before the season started, that the West Coast Eagles would manage their prized number one draft pick. And after 6 weeks, and after all the euphoria and the accolades and the superlatives and the attention that the 19-year-old has had, maybe it's time to call the farm. And maybe it's time just to take it a bit easy and let him stay in Perth, let the rest of the team travel to the Gold Coast and get him ready for the next home game. So, love to hear from you on the text machine, 0487 736 736. That's 0487 736 736. In fact, Caroline Wilson was amazing on Footy Classified. She reckons that Harley Reid might single-handedly have saved Adam Simpson's job.
Well, Chris Judd, his predecessor at West Coast, played the best first 100 games I can remember, Tony. But Chris Judd didn't come in with the hype. He didn't have the attitude. He didn't have the sass. He came into a very good, strong West Coast Eagles team. This kid has come into a team that was on its knees. The coach was, let's face it, facing the sack. He could be single-handedly lifting the West Coast into the middle of the ladder this year, single-handedly saving Adam Simpson's job.
So there you go. That's Caroline Wilson. So give us your thoughts on all this. Are you quite comfortable, West Coast Eagles fans, for Harley to be rested this week? No doubt it takes a lot away from the West Coast Eagles' chances to possibly beat the Gold Coast Suns away from home. Are you comfortable that that's the tack to take heading into round seven? Or do you think because of the momentum that he's created over the last couple of weeks in particular, that because he's going so well, they should take him and maybe rest him in a week or two and see if the West Coast Eagles can pinch another win and make it three on end against the Gold Coast Suns. Because on the basis of what we saw last Saturday night, it's not out in the realms of possibility that they can maybe beat the Suns. But we'll have to wait and see. Love to hear your thoughts on this. Get on the text machine, 0487 736 736. Just also confirming that Adam Simpson mentioned this in the first week of February, that he's unlikely to play every game and the club would manage his workload. Has his workload got to a level where he needs now to have a bit of a breather in the first quarter of this AFL season? Where's Ruben Jimby's rest, or is he not as valued at the club? That's Simon from Claremont. So Ruben Jimby continues to play week in, week out. 0487 736 736.